last day on the road, 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 under the sun.
Plain sight, Jeremy from Kentucky on a Thursday night here in February. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hope your February is going great. We're here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Upper left-hand menu. Find the donate button. Smash it. And send much-needed donations to keep free speech alive. Open lines Thursday. Give me a call. Tell me what's on your mind. Have a few headlines to go through tonight as we take our calls. Something that I mentioned the other night, but I don't think we got into. 12 state police charged after 19 bodies found at Mexican border. This is on Newsbreak. News and Beyond. A dozen state police officers have been arrested for allegedly killing 19 people, including Guatemalan migrants, whose bodies were found shot and burned near the U.S. border in late January. Mexican authorities announced on Tuesday. The state attorney general, Irving Berrios, said that all 12 officers were in custody and faced charges of homicide, abuse of authority, and making false statements. The killings received revived memories of the gruesome 2010 massacre of 72 migrants near the town of San Fernando in the same gang-ridden state. But those killings were done by a drug cartel. While it is likely that many, while it is likely that many people will find it more shocking than the January 22nd slayings allegedly were carried out by law enforcement. Got a lot of background noise on this this connection. Let's see, Mike, if we can clear that up. I'm not sure. I'm still hearing it. Yeah, I'm still hearing the background noise pretty bad. I don't know what we can do to get rid of that. At any rate. All right, I'm just going to press on. If you think we need to, Mike, we can do a reconnect. Yeah. Hey, gang, we're going to reconnect. Just hang with us. Let's try that. All right, we're going to go with this. Okay. Massive chasm in the Republican Party. This is according to Newsbreak. House to vote on whether or not to strip Marjorie Taylor Greene of committee assignments. And I did read an updated article. They have stripped her of these assignments. House Republicans will be forced to go on record Thursday over the conduct of Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, with Democrats scheduling a vote over whether to strip the first-term lawmaker of her committee assignments. The vote represents the latest fork in the road for Republicans as they try to navigate the aftermath of former President Donald Trump's re-election defeat and grapple with the future of their party. It will take place at a particularly fraught moment for Republicans in the House, coming one day after their leader, Republican Kevin McCarthy of California, released a statement that condemned Green's past comments endorsing violent behavior and conspiracy theories, but made clear that the party did not intend to punish her. Another sign of the party's post-Trump turbulence came Wednesday night when House Republicans voted in a secret ballot on whether to strip Republican Liz Cheney of Wyoming, the number three House Republican, of her leadership post after she voted to impeach Trump. Cheney survived by a wide margin, but the vote nonetheless put a spotlight on the party's divisions. So this is pretty much a very visual and audible indication, if you're listening, of the Republican Party's the fact that it's gone. It's never going to be the same. It is broken up, and you have the pro-Trump faction and the faction that wants to stick with the establishment, and it's never going to be the same. So what's going to replace it? I'm not sure. But this article is pretty much showing us that that is the case. It is done. We are taking calls tonight. Open call in line on Thursday night. If you want to give us a call, it's 512-248-8252. And we have the chat set up at inplainsight.chatango.com. All right. Got a message from Mike here. I think we got background noise. Yeah, we're still having a bad, really bad connection. Okay, you got it. All right, let's go William from Montana to start it off. I think we got our connection problem solved. Go ahead, William. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeremy, and thank you all the listeners. I've had, all I can say is praise the Lord. Thank you all. I've had two nights now that I've got maybe 6-7 hours of sleep without pain. And I do have quite a few big battles to get past. But today has been... My heart has been filled with joy, and I just want to thank everyone and to say that, you know, if you don't believe in miracles, well, I do, because that has been a complete turnaround. I have some big challenges, but... You know, when you have joy in your heart and you also have had seen miracles in your life and you've also slept and slept without pain. Now I'm sleeping without pain because I'm under some fairly heavy pharmaceuticals because they were ordered for me when I ended up in a emergency. And I have a couple very serious procedures to go through. And the doctor, you know, that admitted me to emergency said, I don't know how you made it through these last few weeks. It's almost humanly impossible. And the only thing I can ascribe it to is the answers to all of your prayers, which I am so thankful for, and I'm praying for you all. So I thought I'd give that good news and say, be blessed, every last one of you. That's my prayer, that your life will be totally blessed. Thank you, Jeremy.
Hey, thank you, William. Always appreciate your call. And, you know, you and I have talked privately, and I know about some of your struggles, and thank you for sharing that with the audience tonight. And we're all going to be praying for you, my friend, to get through this.
You know, joy in your heart, no pain in your back, and sleep. I mean, what more could you ask for? Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, moving on to Dan from San Francisco. David, actually. David, San Francisco. I think a new caller to the show. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is the first time I've heard the show. Jeremy, right?
Oh, yes, sir. It's Jeremy from Kentucky.
Yeah, well, greetings. Yeah, I'm here a couple hours different. And I thank that previous caller for the prayers. Right back at you. And, yeah, it sounded like, what does he say, he had lower back pain?
He's been suffering with some back pain as of late. Very bad, yes.
Yeah, I wonder if I had a man in, like, 3.5 months of sciatica. I don't know if he ever went through that, but it was similar to lower back pain, but it went straight down my leg. And I don't think I got more than 1.5 hours of sleep in every night for 3.5 months, and man, I was crazy after the first week, much less the 3.5 months. But it was funny. The thing that cured it was it was swollen. It was a pinched nerve at my back, and just taking some got one of those blue pills. They reduce. It's Tylenol, basically, and you take a strong one, and you make sure to take it strong for the first couple of days. And boy, it just lowers that swelling, and then you don't hardly have to take them after that if you get it down. But man, I'll tell you, that was some pain. Hey, you know, I was interested in this. You know, the Marjorie. Oh God, what's her name? Marjorie Greene. You know, out here, I'm from San Francisco, and I'm from the land of Pelosi, but I'm a Green Party member, right? And Nancy Pelosi's big money Democrats. And, you know, we've got a lot of pollution issues, and if you know about the Green Party, we really don't like pollution, and we don't like big corporations polluting us and giving us cancer and making us suffer for it. So I'm no fan of Nancy Pelosi, but Marjorie Greene was given her death threats, and I don't like other congressmen trying to kill my congressman. So you know, it's wise that they got her yanked from some committees, because you know, I may be a conspiracy, I may be a 9/11 truther, but I am no Jewish laser beam aficionado. And I'm no fan of the Rothschilds, but you know, she's got some kind of crazy notions. And when you think about tax dollars, you know, as a congresswoman, she's supposed to be protecting the tax dollars from being spent by fools and con artists. And the whole issue of, like, church and state is you don't want to bet your tax dollars on something you can't prove. So if I believed in Atlas carrying the world on its shoulder, and the big money boys over at the Defense Department told me that we better buy a whole bunch of talcum powder because Atlas is going to get jock itch and then he's going to drop the earth off his shoulder, then should the taxpayers be forced to pay for talcum powder for Atlas, right? So there are a lot of crazy religions out there, and it's bad enough that they sneak their way into the U.S. tax dollar budget. But when you start getting into conspiracy theories that start creating international turmoil based upon lies and innuendo, that's not funny either. So I don't want her on the Education Committee. I don't want her on a Security Committee where she could sell state secrets to, you know, whatever nut there is out there in the world. And so that's my take on that.
Well, it's a very sound take. And politics today are a little bit crazy, and they have been for a while, but I think today we really see, I mean, it's really been made visible to us how corrupt these politicians truly are. But, yeah,
did you ever,
think of any... Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to ask you if you ever read a book called Ecotopia.
No, I haven't. Give us a heads up on what that's all about.
Well, it was like a science fiction book that came out during, I think it came out in the 60s. It was popular with the hippies in the 60s because it described how America had been conquered by these big corporations. And I think it was carved up in the 8 or 10 different ways. And
well,
in the North.
Well, hang in there. Hang in there. We're going to come catch you on the other side of the break. The break caught you. Tell us about it on the other side.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Thank you.
right. Welcome back to the show, In Plain Sight. Jeremy from Kentucky. We started out with some technical difficulties. I think we have it smoothed out now. It sounds like we do. Anyway, at any rate, we have Patrick. Patrick, are you on with me? Caped Crusader.
Oh, no, I'm David. Out here in San Francisco.
We still have David on. David, my apologies. Go ahead and finish your point. And I was just reading the call roster.
Oh, sure.
Go ahead,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, there was this old book. It came out. It was sort of like science fiction, but it was like 1984 at the same time, you know, kind of a warning to the world. And it was about the corporate state and that the corporations, you know, ganged up and defeated America and then carved up the lower 48 into basically a bunch of, you know, corporate empires, corporate dukedoms. And in this book, Ecotopia is Northern California all the way up to Washington State, and it's basically a, kind of like early hippies, you know, people that believed in living on the earth and living smart instead of living with great, big, ugly, polluting machines. And so there was, it's a great book. But I'm kind of reminded about the plight of America at this moment when I think about big, ugly corporations deciding to carve up America for their own personal gain. And, you know, sell your soul to the company store is not a happy way to live. And so, you know, when you start looking at the divisions in conspiracy theories and divisions in economic theory and divisions in economic policy in different parts of the country, you know, the idea that, like, Texas, like, one, it's so huge that it's basically the land area of the lower 48 states, and you got one guy down there that says that it's not a smart idea to wear a mask, and one-third of America ends up, you know, being trapped into a huge spreading disease. So the idea that the divisions in America, this is no accident, you know, that COVID got botched up. It's no accident that, you know, you've got all sorts of weird conspiracy theories that don't have an ounce of common sense to them, but you've got people locked into them fully loaded. And so it, you know, I just remind people of this book, you know, look out for, you know, who's the master here? Is it really X, or is it really some corporation?
Well, I'm going to look that book up and give it a look-see. I mean, you're bringing
Ernest
news.
Ernest Kallenbach. Yeah, the guy's name was Ernest Kallenbach, and I guess he died in 2012, and it's called Ecotopia.
Yeah, and we certainly do seem to be in a technocracy here where people who run the latest technological advancements seem to be in charge. It's a society where Amazon reigns supreme, and Google and Twitter seem to dictate what you can say and what you can't say. So they've really surpassed the First Amendment in that aspect, but sounds like a very fascinating book. I appreciate you bringing that to our attention.
Well, you know, you've only been on for a month or so. You know, you are in what's called terrestrial radio, but you're as a host, right? You didn't have to take a 50 years ago now, I took the FCC test for the third class radio telephone with a broadcast endorsement, and I got that provisional license when I was 15. So I'm now 65, so it's been 50 years in radio. And in the early days, you know, you had to provide some common sense. You know, you definitely didn't want to lie because the radio station could lose its license. But as some of these radio talk show hosts have gotten going in the last, say, 30 years, maybe even 40, they hire themselves out as entertainers, and they don't have to have an FCC license. And there was a guy out here in San Francisco. A guy had a head-on crash on the Golden Gate Bridge, and he had been diabetic, and he went into a coma while he was driving on the bridge. And so he went into a slump in his car, and he crashed head-on, and he killed the other driver, right? And so this talk show host got on a rant and was trying to send him to the death chamber. And I finally, you know, I got sick of it after a couple of weeks, and I called him up and I asked him if, you know, where's his status on sending a guy, you know, using the power of radio to you know, come upon a person like this. And he said, oh, I'm just an entertainer. So he took no responsibility, even though he was hounding the district attorney and the, you know, creating layers of lawsuits, suits and turmoil. And, you know, and it was all over a guy going into a diabetic coma on the bridge. So this idea that Marjorie or any of these other hosts, Rush Limbaugh, he's one of the worst as far as I'm concerned, because he's known for years how much lies he's peddling. And he refuses to quit, so I've always taken to be a saboteur. That's his job, is to be a saboteur. And I don't know if you've ever heard about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we're up on a break. If you got more, we can hold you over. Otherwise, sure, we'll be back on the other side.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to the show, In Plain Sight, Jeremy from Kentucky, and we appreciate your call, David. Lots of good information, and just for your information, John Stadtmiller does hold us to account. When the host is saying something inaccurate, he'll call us out on it, and he keeps the network honest. So we appreciate your call and that information. Lots of good information there on that. Let's bring on Patrick Slattery, the co-host to In Plain Sight and the host on RBN to National Bugle Radio every day at 1 p.m. Central. Patrick, are you with us?
Hey, thank you very much, Jeremy.
I appreciate you joining me. We had a little rough start here. Life gets in the way. Life always gets in the way. And I've had people stop by. My friend that has cancer stopped by and needed some gas money and food money. We had bad connections with Skype, but I think we're rolling a little bit smoother now. And we're ready to keep the show going. And we got a couple of calls. If you want to stay on and help take some calls, would you like to do that?
I would. I miss my Most callers. Excellent. You know, I used to be on a call-in show in the morning, Stormfront Radio, and we got our phone unplugged, and but I'm happy to talk to the callers.
Well, most excellent. Let's do this thing, because I love the callers, and you guys got my 100% attention now. I've gotten all the distractions out of the way, and we seem to have a good connection. So, Dan from Washington. Dan, welcome to the show. You're with Patrick and Jeremy.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. It worked out perfect, man. Patrick's there, too.
So, excellent.
But hey, real quick, Patrick, when is Stormfront going to be back on, or how's Don doing, or what's going on with that? I didn't really hear what happened. Or
well, you know, Jay lives very close to Don. I don't. So, yeah, Don is, you know, he has recurring health problems, and so he's in the midst of one of those. But we did have the phone service shut down. It's a call-in show, and what are you going to do without phone service as a call-in show? So it's we'll see. For the time being, that time slot has been taken over by David Duke, and he's putting it to good use by serializing his book, My Awakening, classic book. And, you know, the audio book is great. That's I listened to the audio book, and, you know, rather than straining my eyes reading such a large book. And so, you know, I recommend people, you can listen to it on archive, you can listen to it live. It's worth your while. But as for Stormfront Radio, it's in hiatus for a while. We'll have to see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, I've been listening to some of the audiobook out there. I listened to the audiobook a few years ago. It was great. It was great, and I downloaded it for free. So,
yeah, I mean, they're
real quick.
I know, because I wanted to spend more time with my dog, but honestly, I spend plenty of time with my dog, so it's fine.
Well, animals are better than people half the time, so probably good company. My experience. Real quick, you guys were talking about secession and stuff, and I think some states might start standing up. But as far as if, like, America broke up, I've thought about it, and some things to consider that we have now that we didn't have pre-Civil War. You know, we have a central bank. So all the money power is a lot more centralized, I think, than it was before this Civil War. And then we have Social Security. So they really have people tied into the system in a way economically.
The Social Security, that's a really good point. I was thinking about that the other day, Because people are paid into it.
Yeah, and you don't want to lose that. You're not going to take a chance of losing that. So it's kind of like we're all you know, unless the so, state and go ahead.
Well, okay. So, I mean, I was thinking about it, and this, some people say the Social Security is a Ponzi scheme and this and that. Well, it is a fact that there's two things to consider. One is Social Security, the payments that go out to today's retirees and beneficiaries are funded to the most extent, for the most part, are funded by current Social Security taxes on current workers. So to the extent that's the case, actually, if you split up the country, you could deal with Social Security that way. But there is a Social Security Trust Fund because for decades, there were a lot more workers than retirees, and so the Social Security system was in surplus for a long time, built up a large trust fund. But now with us boomers retiring and, you know, the ratio and also so many people having gone on disability, the ratio between retirees or beneficiaries and current taxpayers has deteriorated. But it's a good, you know, Social Security, the Social Security Trust Fund, how would you split that up? There are a lot of technical issues, you know, not just Social Security, but Social Security is an important one. I
thought of that too, because if a state did secede, that you're right, that's exactly what it is. It's like the people paying into it are funding it today, so it could easily be set up. And that's the thing, it never really goes broke because it's continuously just taking money from your check going to someone today. So that's a good point there. And then my theory is there's not much difference between red states and blue states. I know, Jeremy, you were saying like Seattle's gone, but, you know, if you look at the rest of the state, it's pretty red. Actually, Washington has pretty much the same tax structure as Texas. You know, I prefer some, there's pros and cons to each. You know, I like blue states. They usually have a higher minimum wage. Whereas when I lived in Texas, they seem to spend all their money on, prisons and, stuff like that. So as far as like the left blue split, I don't see that. I see more of an ethnic split, in the long run, say, a greater kind of you could call it a greater Aztlan or whatever, a Mexican nationalist movement could start in the Southwest.
That's a good point, because you don't have the Mexicans up in Washington and specifically Seattle. I mean, you got the self-hating white people really there, honestly. Yeah. But down in Texas, you're going to have a huge Mexican nationalist movement in the future, I foresee. That's a good point, Dan.
Exactly. That's where I see Texas as a loser. I wouldn't want to, as my uncle used to tell me, if you drive behind the school bus, you can see your future. So if you're down in like Dallas or Houston, or you just follow a school bus around, you're just going to see like 90% Mexican kids coming off that bus. So it's like, I can see the, so, yeah, but that's what I was, and I actually talked to a Mexican guy in California, and he was reading a book, and it was in Northern California, but he was like saying, yeah, you know, a lot of people are take it over, and, you know, he's like, well, I don't really agree with him, but there is a definite movement there in California, and I foresee Texas pretty soon, too, and New Mexico, and so to me, that's where it would start first. Or like you're saying, like right now with Texas, it could start with Texas because they do seem to have, they're pushing that politically a little bit, but I don't really think they mean it. So, anyway, so
all right.
Those were my points, and I'll let the other callers get on.
Hey, man, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Always good to hear from you. Next, we got Josh from New York. Josh, welcome to the show on Patrick and Jeremy edition of In Plain Sight. What do you got for us, my friend?
Hi. Shalom. Oy vey.
Shalom, Yahushua.
Shalom. Shalom, y'all. Great to be with you, Patrick, also. A great show yesterday, and I did love the closing topic of Zionism, and that was a very interesting take of the difference between the Zionist Jews being more anti-Arab power in the Middle East, and obviously the left-wing Jews being more anti-white power, which will counterbalance Jewish power. So I guess what I wanted to bring out was a lot of people, especially on the dissident right, were wondering why Netanyahu really backstabbed Trump following the election, the selection, not the election, I should say the selection. And it really goes to show that despite everything that Trump gave to Israel in terms of land, giving them the Golan Heights, and basically in terms of the peace process being completely imbalanced in favor of Israel, it didn't really matter, because the fact that he wanted to bring the troops home would inevitably lead to the rise of Assad in Syria with the backing of Russia, and then you have obviously Iran in the Middle East. Iran as well. So that would ultimately lead to the demise of, you know, Israel's power in the Middle East. Very interesting, because Netanyahu understands that. He understands the importance of the American troops being there, countering obviously Syria in the most immediate. But he understood that. But the average Zionist Jew was a little bit bewildered, because they just saw the most pro-Israel president get stabbed in the back by the prime minister. Wonder what your thoughts were about that.
Patrick, hit him with your thoughts.
If I could go first. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to sound like a shill for Netanyahu, because he's not my favorite, that's for sure. But I think he saw the election and the election fraud, and made the calculus that Donald Trump was not going to be living in the White House after January 20th. I think he felt that. And, you know, there's no point in backing a dead horse. And so he just moved on. And, you know, I'm not an expert on Israeli politics, but I do know that for, you know, the past couple of years, he has been having virtually deadlocked election after virtually deadlocked election. His own situation is very precarious, and I guess he just felt, correct me if I'm wrong, but just felt he had to move on, and he got what he could out of Trump, and he's going to get what he can out of Biden. And, you know, it's not the same thing. He'll get different things from Biden than he could have gotten from Trump, and vice versa, but, you know, he's doing what's best for Netanyahu, if not what's best for Israel or for the Jews.
Yeah, but do you think maybe he'd prefer Biden, because Biden would keep a military presence to counteract Iran and Syria in the Middle East? Because that's what I think.
So he would value Biden keeping the military presence in Syria, which is obviously that's already a change that's happened. So those are things that he'll value. He valued from Trump, he valued the embassy move and the recognition of Israeli law. I guess technically it was Israeli law over the Golan. And so those are things that he valued. Which does he value more? I really don't know. But he's getting what he can while the getting's good.
Yeah,
I don't know which he. I don't know. I honestly don't know which he prefers. But
I would say that from
not really hit short.
What I'm saying is from the fact that he didn't like stand back and wait for the process to unfold and immediately threw Trump under the bus. I believe that he values the true presence in the Middle East, because the Jerusalem embassy is good. It's symbolic. And I guess the Golan Heights is also, but end of the day, if Assad consolidates power, then Israel's not going to be the dominant force, which will be very bad for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, and that may very well be the case. And but of course, you know, if what he did get is the 4 years of the Trump presidency, he got something that he wouldn't have gotten otherwise, and now he's right back to what looks like it's going to be a third Obama term, which, you know, it gave him American troops in Syria. It, you know, keeps American troops other places in the Middle East, keeps them in Afghanistan to the extent that that's something that Israel cares about. So, you know, sometimes if you're playing the stock market, for instance, or any kind of market, if you're always betting on it going up and never going down, you can win more if you're you know, betting on it going up when it's going up and betting on it going down when it's going down. You know, if you can ride the ups and ride the downs and benefit from both of them. So if you can ride the the Democrat types and ride the Trump types and benefit whichever way it's going, then good, you know, that's better for him. Well, I won't say any more. Jeremy, what do you think?
Yeah, and it was brought up last time at the end of the show. You know, there's a group of Zionist Jews that and Zionist Christians that see this as a harbinger, I'm not saying that correctly, of future prophecy that Israel will dominate the Middle East. And I think Netanyahu's definitely in that camp of going with the Christian Zionists that the current state of Israel is, you know, biblically blessed, and that's what the Hagee camp believes into. And as traditional Christians, we see that as the rise of Antichrist. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out with the Biden administration cooperating with Netanyahu and the current state of Israel in the domination of the Middle East and bringing about the greater Israel. So, yeah, all points are taken and considered, and we'll see how it goes. I appreciate both of your points of view. We've got a break coming up on the other side. We've got another caller here on In Plain Sight.
30 years ago when warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It was Della and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, they rolled out west with a wild sunsets in the Coyote Basin at the moon. Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. That cat could talk, what tales to tell about Della and the dealer.
All right, welcome back to the show. And that was a request from Noel the Cat from last night's show, Della and the Dealer. And we want to honor our caller's request. And we have a caller next, Pat from Fort Worth, mentioned the Harbinger from 2012. It's a Christian novel by Jonathan Cahn. He's a Messianic Jew, and he warned that the 9/11 terrorism attacks was a divine warning to the United States.
Well, the Harbinger means there's no way anybody could have planned that thing. Like, he didn't say, I don't remember him saying this, but I remember there were 11 11s in that. And God's arithmetic in the Bible, all the numbers in the Bible have meanings. 11 means decision and judgment. So the whole thing he was talking about, all his books, is our judgment. And however God lets it happen, however he lets do it, I think it was. But what I wanted to call you about was you had a caller talking to the one who was talking about Ecotopia book, but he was talking about the FCC. Okay, I was supposed to have five members, and Trump appointed one, and we lost the Senate by, election fraud. So I don't know what they're going to do now, because that's what you want, is you want the FCC to do what's right. And Trump wrote an executive order on 528-20, and what he tried to do was to show that Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act was being misused by all these social medias, and they're selective censoring. So we lost a whole lot, man, when you figure what you lost with that election fraud. But, you know, I don't think Trump's finished, because, listen, the Proverbs 11:16 says, a gracious woman retaineth honor, and a strong man retaineth riches. He's still got a lot of money. I would hate to be on the other end of all the suing he's going to have going on. And I think we ought to try to threaten some of those judges that, you know what, just because you do things you want to and you didn't get replaced, the Bible can replace you, because there's a scripture in Isaiah 40. It says, the judges, they shall not stand, they shall not be planted. Yeah. So we could use the Bible against corrupt judges. I threw a lot of jokes on. I do that, don't I? I don't know. I've been thinking about it.
Points well taken, but you know, these establishment politicians, they don't acknowledge the Bible, and they just
I know that, but I'm saying the Bible is true whether they acknowledge it or not. And we have the power. God's given us the power. And he said, flee from those who deny it. Yeah.
Well, I would absolutely agree with that. The Bible is true, and a lot of these politicians, We're just going to have to wait. We'll just have to wait and see where this goes. I appreciate your call, Pat. And we'll be back tomorrow night from In Plain Sight with Jeremy. Thank you for joining us, Patrick. And see you tomorrow night for another exciting episode.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.